It is Chai Kislev, and Mishnah Yomei continues in the 8th chapter of Shabbat at Mishnah Vav, talking about shiurim of items that we cannot carry out into a Shut Rabim because they are a chashuv item. So Mishnah Vav, etzem, a bone, kedei lasot tarvad, big enough to whittle this bone into a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lasot mimeno haf. He says an even smaller amount, enough to make a haf from it, and a haf is one of the sticky out parts of a key. So the little bone would be used to make sort of the tooth that's sticking out on a key to unlock a door. Zechuchit, what about glass? Kedei legrobro rosh hakirkar, big enough to scrape the head of the shuttle. Again, when they're weaving on the loom, sometimes the threads, the chassis, the warp threads kind of are getting stuck together, so you want to separate them, move them apart, so you take a little, kind of like a little needle of glass to do it. Tsror, what about a pebble, o evan, or a rock? Kedei lizrok ba'uf, big enough to throw at a bird to chase the bird off of your field, away from your produce. Rebelezer bar Yaakov Omer, Rebelezer says, kedei lizrok behema, big enough to throw at a behema. So it's obviously a larger rock to scare away a behema, an actual animal, compared to a bird. Because Rebelezer bar Yaakov holds, you don't even need to bother to pick up a stone or a pebble to throw at a bird, because you could just yell or wave your hand, and that is enough to scare the bird away. On to Mishnah Zayin, Charis. Charis is a shard of pottery, a broken ceramic clay pot. Kedei liten bein potzim l'chaveru, big enough to put between boards and their friend, meaning their fellow board. Meaning if you're stacking up a pile of 2x4s, and there's a little bit of gaps or a little bit of bending, then if you leave them like that, they're going to get warped. So you actually put a little bit of a pottery or something in between them so they don't get warped. If you go into Home Depot lumber aisle, you can see they do something similar in their stack of lumber. Devei Rabbi Yehuda, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, now Rabbi Meir says, kedei lachtot bo et ha'or, enough to remove a fire with, or rearrange a fire. Like you could stick a broken pottery into the fireplace and move around coals without burning yourself. So you can kind of carry out fire on this piece of pottery without harming your hand. He says the broken pottery needs to be big enough to hold a revit of liquid, which we saw before is the standard measure of water. I'm a Rabbi Meir, and a Rabbi Meir replies to Rabbi Yossi, Afal Bishen Raya Ledavar, even though there's not a proof for my opinion, Zecher Ledavar, I do have a Zecher, like a remembrance or a hint that I'm correct. And his hint is in Yeshaya, the Navi Yeshayahu, chapter 30, verse 14. And now this verse talks about, it's a nevuah about the Churban, about how everything will be utterly destroyed. And as a result, the Navi says, V'lo yematze, and it will not be able to be found, b'mechitato, in the remnants, you know, the pieces, the shards, the shattered bits. Cheres lach tot esh miyakud, a big enough pottery to remove fire from the hearth. So Rabbi Meir says, this is proof, the Navi says, that everything will be so broken, you won't be able to find a piece big enough to remove fire. So you see, that's the chashiv amount, according to the Navi. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi applies, Misham Raya, oh, you think that's a proof? And then he quotes the pasuk, and it's the same pasuk, but the end, or the seifa of that pasuk he's quoting, V'lach sof mayim migeve, or to spoon out or, you know, draw out water from a puddle. So he says that drawing water is what's chashuv from the same pasuk. So obviously it pays to read the entire pasuk and know what you're doing. If you're going to try to bring a proof from a pasuk, read the whole pasuk. There are times when it pays to look at the whole perek, the whole pasuk. There are some times when other members of other religions will try to bring proofs for their beliefs from a pasuk, and they're reading it completely out of context, and all you have to do is go look in the Navi, and you can determine that for yourself. So the Barner says the halacha here is like Rabbi Yossi. He read the whole pasuk and says that it's what's chashuv is the amount to draw water out from the puddle. It could be that the Navi mentions both removing fire from the hearth and bringing water from a puddle, because if you have a broken pot with a more flat piece, that might be better for the fire. And if you have a more rounded piece, that's better to scoop out water. So what the Navi's saying is the Churban will be so horrible that you won't find either one.